From Mendocino County Public Broadcasting, this is the KZYX News for Thursday, November 14th. I'm Sarah Reith. A who's who of Mendocino County substance abuse treatment providers gathered at the Ukiah City Conference Center this week for a two-day training about effective treatments for opioid addiction. With money coming in from the state and federal government and settlements with drug companies, some experts are optimistic that addiction medicine has a chance at getting the infrastructure, expertise, and compensation that's found in systems of care for other types of medical conditions. This week's training, led by nationally renowned addiction specialist Dr. Corey Waller, was funded by a state opioid response grant, which includes a year of free training for participants to either start providing medication-assisted treatment or increase their capacity to provide the treatment to more patients. Ben Anderson, a licensed clinical social worker who is the behavioral health director of the Mendocino Community Health Clinics, says the local opioid addiction problem is pretty severe.
Most folks have heard that there is an opioid epidemic. I think what probably most folks don't realize is how bad it is in Mendocino County.
Out of 58 counties in the state, Mendocino is in the top 5 per capita for opioid overdose deaths, all drug-related deaths, and opioid-related visits to the emergency room.
Right now, opioid overdose is the number one killer of people under the age of 50. It's no longer car crashes.
What are the biggest needs in this field of treatment locally in Mendocino County?
Access to the right level of care and the professional development to have the experts who know how to screen, assess, refer, and then treat at all of the different levels of care that are needed. And then we need people to staff that. You know, just in general, there's a workforce shortage for a lot of expertise in this county. You know, we don't have enough nurses, we don't have enough therapists, we don't have enough doctors, same old tune we've been singing for years, but the need is still there. So hopefully part of what we can address is having training locally to kind of grow our own and train locals to meet the needs in the community so that we're not reliant on people moving here from out of the area.
Dr. Corey Waller says the entire field of addiction medicine needs to be more attractive and more systematic in its approach. Waller is a principal with Health Management Associates, a consulting firm that's focused on systems of care provided by government-funded insurance. When he switched from being an emergency room doctor to practicing addiction medicine, he says he took a 30% pay cut.
And so what we've identified is that if we just paid addiction just like we would pay for any other medical care, then there would be no issue with this.
What is known about the type of treatment that works?
Well, the treatments vary based on which substance or behavior someone has an addiction to. And what we have data for now is that there are some forms of art therapy that have been very helpful. There are cognitive behavioral therapies that have worked, motivational enhancement therapies. And that's where our focus has to be, is individualized care, applying the best evidence that we have. For opioid use disorder and alcohol use disorder, we have medications that significantly decrease the craving for that drug as well as decrease the chances of relapse. And specifically for opioid use disorder, if you start someone on medication-assisted treatment, and the data we have for those is with methadone and buprenorphine, not quite as much for naltrexone, but for methadone and buprenorphine, we decrease their risk of death by 60% in some populations, and even higher, up to 74% decrease in risk of death in the populations just released from jail or prison.
What about the trust gap among people who would say, well, a lot of this opioid crisis happened because doctors were telling them that it wasn't addictive and that it was medically the right decision? How can people be sure that these drugs to treat the substance abuse disorder are not just another round of enriching drug companies?
I don't expect people to right out of the gates, quite honestly, to trust the medical profession after this. I think we have to earn that back, and I think the way that we do it is by using data, science, and math, and in a very individual, human-focused approach where we're making collaborative decisions rather than me telling someone what to do. I give them the data that we have. I talk about what I think is best for them based on the information, but then we together make that decision. And the only way that we're going to move forward from that trust is for people to understand that for those of us in this business, whether or not I have any input from pharma or that, and I have zero, I never have. And those of us who are building these systems have made clear that we're building the system to decrease the rate of death, improve outcomes, and I could care less if pharma makes a cent. But the good news is we have money. Right now, we have billions of dollars coming down from the federal government to the states to be dispersed throughout the population so that we can build these systems of care. And those systems of care have to be aligned with what the data says. And the good news is we have the data. So we know exactly what these systems should look like.
And what changed to make this on the radar as something that needs to be treated so systematically?
Well, there's a cynical answer, and then there's a data-driven answer. And so the cynical answer is white people started dying. Kids of politicians started dying, and it became on the radar. I mean, if we were to be really honest. Once it did, we started digging into the entirety of the system and recognized that this is not sustainable from an economic standpoint, from an emotional standpoint, or from a data science standpoint. And so we, as people who treat addiction, have really pushed forward, but also politicians and elected officials, and even at the community level, have really started to coalesce on what we need to get done to make this happen.
For KZYX News, I'm Sarah Wright. For all our local news, with photos and more, including extended versions of my interviews with Ben Anderson and Corey Waller, visit kzyx.org.